You're listening to The Story. Today's next chapter, our Where Are They Now segment, concerns two brothers from the U.S. who fought in the Iraq War and came back home to do something completely different. John and Chris Boggiano are both West Point graduates. They served during the Battle of Fallujah. Chris was commanding tanks, and John was taking fire at a nearby command center. Since that time, many of the soldiers they served with have struggled. Here's Chris.
One of my soldiers last year was, I don't know whether it was a suicide, a drug overdose, or he was murdered, but he got out of the Army, and the Army wasn't there to take care of him anymore. And he had, I mean, this is a guy who, he was blown out of a Humvee, saw his best friend cut in half, I mean, all sorts of bad, bad things. And he came back, and I remember I met up with him in summer of 2008, and he told me that at the time, marijuana was the only thing that made him feel somewhat normal. And he was clearly headed down a bad path. But at that point, he's outside of the reach of the Army. He's just kind of – he's there. And then a few months later, they found him dead. And I still don't know what happened. I don't know if anyone knows. It's that's just one soldier. There's another guy who is probably the – of the 20 soldiers that were all heroes, he was number one, just – absolute. He got promoted faster than any sergeant I've ever seen in my time in the military. Just an absolute amazing person. And I met up with him. He was still in the Army at the time. I flew down to visit him. He was stationed at another base in the States. And, you know, we were sitting around. It was a Sunday or a Saturday, and he was drinking. And then he just walks outside, and he hops on. Someone had come up in a motorcycle, and he hops on a motorcycle in flip-flops after he'd been drinking and drives away. And he comes back and he's like, yeah, I just want 140 miles an hour. Do you want to go for a ride? And I said, are you crazy? Like, that's not right. That's not normal. But here's a, you know, a 25-year-old, 26-year-old, 27-year-old yeah. person who won't ever fulfill their capability because of what they've given up. It's the sacrifice that they've made for their country.
Chris and John Boggiano consider themselves lucky. When I spoke with them back in 2009, they'd started a company to teach people about green building techniques, not just in average homes, but in big businesses as well. The idea was to choose a field where they'd be conserving energy and working towards a cleaner planet. This idea came straight from what they'd seen in Iraq.
War is wasteful. We're spending a tremendous amount of money there. A lot of it is wasted. You drop oil and you drop fuel, you drop tanks, get half a gallon.
I mean, I personally
gallon
wasted
mile.
Probably millions of dollars in just supply inefficiency and order. We showed up to Iraq and I was in a tank unit and I was a tank platoon. And the old unit that was there had different types of tanks. So there was piles that were probably worth hundreds of thousand dollars, millions of dollars worth of tank parts. But we had a different type of tank. And they leave and they're like, well, we don't need this stuff. So they leave it there. We show up. We're like, we don't need this stuff. It collects dust. After a while, someone comes along and says, clean this mess up. It all goes off to a dumpster somewhere.
It's trash, yeah. We wanted to catch up with the Boggiano brothers to see how their energy-saving consulting company was doing.
Well, this is John, and the business has been doing phenomenally well. We interviewed, I believe it was in October or November 2009. And since that time, we have more than doubled the business. And so our staff, we've exploded our staff. We've expanded internationally. I personally have been invited to the White House two times now. And the impact that we've had, we've expanded our curriculum base and the courses that we teach. So the impact that we're having on sustainability and clean energy in the U.S. has only grown. So our ability now to make a deeper impact has really grown since that first interview that we did in November 2009.
This is Chris, and I was just going to add to that and say that we've also made a much bigger push internationally since 2009. We're teaching in a number of we started teaching in China, a few different spots in East Asia, in the Middle East, and then also in Europe. And so that's something we're pretty excited about, being able to take this stuff not just throughout the United States but around the world.
I'm having kind of a smile on my face just thinking about the fact that it's no longer just a thought in people's minds, but it's actually a viable and successful industry now.
That's John and Chris Boggiano. Their company is called Everblue, and you can find out more about them on our website. We're at thestory.org.